Heading into a holiday weekend, we're going to go beyond the playbook on this particular Thursday morning with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Matt, the Buffalo Bills' final game of the season is coming up on Sunday. However, for the team they're playing, the New York Jets, it might not be their final game. They have a chance at the postseason. Let's get into this. What are your thoughts heading into this final game for the Bills?
Yeah, Sunday's going to be actually one of the most meaningless games the Bills have played throughout their playoff drought. Yes, the game should be next to the definition of irony in the dictionary for several reasons. Well, it's not going to be meaningful for Buffalo. The Bills welcome back their old discarded quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick and the New York Jets to town for what is a de facto playoff game for the Jets. If they beat the Bills, they go to the playoffs. If they lose, chances are they're out. And for Bills fans who haven't been to many Bills-Jets games in Orchard Park, they usually attract a pretty large contingent of Jets fans, so it'll be interesting to see how this excited and sizable Jets fan base interacts with a disappointed home crowd who are hoping to see the Rex Ryan-led Bills spoil the Jets' playoff chances and finish the season on a high note. So as odd as it sounds for a meaningless game here in Buffalo, I actually expect a pretty intense atmosphere.
An intense atmosphere. Okay, well, that's something to look forward to. But what about on the field? What can fans expect here?
Well, to continue the irony theme, the first thing I'd remind fans is that the play of both teams was forecast to be the complete opposite this year. The Jets have actually become what this season's version of the Bills were supposed to be. The Jets got better than average quarterback play and an all-around efficient offense, which is actually good enough to rank 8th overall in the NFL, but it's their defense that's been the backbone of their playoff push. They are 6th overall and are the number one rushing defense in the NFL. This was supposed to be the Bills' blueprint this year. But unfortunately, we all know how that worked out and how the Bills' defense in particular fell woefully short. But when it comes to this specific matchup, it should be fun to watch the Jets' number one rushing defense face off against the Bills' offense. And I say that because if fans aren't aware, Buffalo actually has the number one rushing offense in the NFL going into this week, so it'll be fun to see who blinks first. Something has to give.
And of course, Matt, when you provide your previews, you always give us a couple of players to watch on any given Sunday. What about this particular Sunday for the Bills?
Based on the Bills season at this point, I see Sunday playing out in two distinct player factions, and that's the players who can't wait to simply be done with this season, personified most by one of the highest paid Bills in Mario Williams, who played last week exactly how most expected, which was uninspired with minimal impact, and the other faction being defined by guys like Mike Gillisley, the Bills' free agent running back phenom, who's unexpectedly dominated in his short stint for the Bills. On Monday, I had his stats at 13 carries for 239 yards. Sorry, it was actually 23 carries for 239 yards. That still has him at an incredible 10.4 yards per carry. I'm really looking forward to see how he performs against the best rushing defense in the league. He'll be motivated to prove he belongs. And of course, I have to include our final preview for Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor. It's actually fortuitous that he's playing one of the better defenses in the league who need the win to guarantee a playoff spot because it gives the team one more look at his prospects as a potential franchise quarterback. So despite the Bills being out of it, Sunday has plenty of entertainment value for Bills fans who decide to tune in.
And tune in we will for this final game on Sunday. And of course, we'll be back and talking with you on Monday. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.